Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella, and today we're going to hear from Katie Dreyer, Youth Services Librarian at the Pella Public Library, about their summer reading program for kids. All right, well, Katie, what kind of programs do you have available for children at the library over the summer?
Well, our reading program is our main activity or program this summer. The summer reading program theme this year is Dream Big at the library, and so it's all about different night activities and then also dreaming big for those kids that want to become what they dream to become when they get older. So our programs all deal about different things with night. Our summer reading program logs will be available on Monday, June 4th at 10 a.m. And then sign up for our weekly programs for grades K and 1, and then grades 2, 4, and 5. And then the little kids ages 4 and 5, that program sign up will all start at 5 o'clock on Monday, June 4th also in the story time room.
And do you have anyone coming to give presentations on specific topics related to Dream Big?
We do. We also have Park Ranger Tracy Spry, or someone coming from the Lake Red Rock, will be coming on June 26th. And she will be talking about nocturnal animals and different animals that we find here in Pella and surrounding areas. And that will be at 10:30 in the meeting room. There is no sign-up for that. We do ask, though, that kids kindergarten through fifth grade come to that, because it is a little bit longer program for the younger ones to sit through. So it's just kindergarten and older for that. But there is no sign-up.
Why is it important for kids to read over the summer and keep their minds going?
The most important thing for that reading lag, or that summer lag when they come back to school next fall, is for summer reading program. It's a way for the kids to either increase their reading ability or to stay the same. Statistics show that kids who participate in a summer reading program or some form of reading program or educational program during the summer don't have that lag that they do at the beginning of the year, which sets them back usually typically, research has said, about 4 to 6 weeks. So it's almost starting back at the last quarter in the spring. So we encourage all parents, even if they just finished maybe that first level or that second level, they don't have to finish the whole program. Even if they just finished that first or second level, they'll still be farther ahead than they were if they didn't do it.
So if kids are too busy with other maybe sports activities, things like that, can they just come to one of these events? And
yes.
Or is it the whole thing?
No, the summer reading program is pretty much tailored to what you need it to be. The reading program you do at home on your own time. It starts on June 4th and ends on July 31st. So there's a lot of time in there that they can read at home and do the program on their own. The weekly programs, they do require a sign-up. But you don't necessarily have to do the reading part of it to come to the program sign up part of, or the weekly programs for that. And no, anybody is welcome to come to Dan Wardell or Tracy Spry that is not in the summer reading program.
Now, if kids are coming in and they don't know exactly what they want to read, where can they find help here at the library?
If they want to just come back to my desk, it's in the children's main area, the children's area. I'm more than willing to help them find anything that they want to try to read. Or if I'm not here, the gals at the front desk are more than happy to help somebody try to look for some books that they're looking for.
Are there genres that are more popular for younger children?
Lately, a lot of the comic books are very popular with girls and boys, and some are tailored more towards girls and some are tailored more towards boys. The Diary of a Wimpy Kid and Baby Mouse are very popular. Some adult authors are kind of coming in on that tailspin too. James Patterson has a new book called something about middle school, which is kind of the same style as Diary of a Wimpy Kid, where it's more of a journal and drawings that go into part of the story.
And are there things that are other than books that kids can come to the library and check out?
Yeah, we have lots of movies. We also have audiobooks. If you're taking a trip and you're looking for something, maybe you can't read in a car, we do have lots of children's audios, a lot of adult audiobooks. We also have magazines, some other things that people don't really know that we have. We also have pictures that you can check out for more than 2 weeks. Those have a different checkout period. We also have cake pans, and if you have grandparents, if they have children, grandchildren coming in for the week, we also have babysitting boxes, but actually they're really popular with the grandparents and different things like that.
All right, well, thanks for talking with us, Katie.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Katie Dreyer, Youth Services Librarian at the Pella Public Library, about the summer reading program for kids and also about some of the popular things that kids are reading over the summer. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.